Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service News, Winter 2017, Volume 8, Number 1. Please read newsletter as soon as you receive it. When you are finished reading your newsletter, return it to the library so the next person may receive it. Nominate your postal carrier as the best. Every year, the Idaho Commission for Libraries, ICFL, recognizes one postal carrier as being the very best. The selection is made from the nominations submitted by you, the patrons of the Talking Book Service, TBS. So take a few minutes to think about how your postal carrier enhances your TBS service. Do they help make sure you're never without your books, even during the dog days of summer and through the harshest Idaho winter? If you would like to nominate your postal carrier, the process is easy. Contact TBS for a nomination form. Phone number is 1-800-458-3271. Nominations are due by March 24, 2017. Nominate a postal carrier only if, 1. You are a current user of the Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS. 2. You are nominating your postal carrier, not someone else's. 3. The nomination is based on actions the postal carrier took in 2016 related to delivering and/or picking up TBS materials. The winner will be announced in the Summer 2017 Connections newsletter. Why am I getting this book? Many Talking Book Service, TBS, users question why they get a particular book, or no books at all. Understanding how books are assigned can clarify this issue. Who selects your books? For most users, books are selected by a computer program. How are your books selected? Each time a book is returned, a new title is chosen. The method of selection depends on the service type that the user registered for. The three choices are auto-select, on-request, and on-demand. For auto-select, the computer checks the user's request list of titles and preferred genres, authors, and subjects, and assigns a book that has not yet been sent out. This is the best type of service to ensure that books are sent regularly because the computer can select from a list of titles, genres, subjects, and authors. If you are on auto-select and are having problems getting books, it could be that all of the titles in a genre, subject, or author have been read or are unavailable. If a problem occurs, please contact a TBS customer service representative to help you add authors, genres, subjects, and/or titles to your request list so the computer has plenty of choices from which to pick your next great read. The second available service option is called On Request. In this method, the computer selects books from a list of titles the user has submitted. This type of service is best for readers who want to receive only the particular titles they request. It does require the TBS user to submit a long list from which the computer can choose titles. Also, the computer will only assign and send out a book if the title on the user's request list is available. It is the user's responsibility to maintain a list of titles for the computer to access. The third service option is On Demand. This service works well for users who want to read specific titles at a specific time. This service option is the most restrictive and the one that requires the most input from the user. It is the user's responsibility to contact the Talking Book Service and request a specific title to be reserved and sent out as soon as it is available. Again, the on-demand option is the one that requires the most work on the user's part. Why aren't I getting any books? There can be several reasons a user is not receiving books, But the most common is that the service option selected is too restrictive and the computer doesn't have anything to send. If you're not getting the type of books that you want or the quantity that you need, please call a TBS customer service representative to help you. They can identify specific titles, authors, genres, and/or subjects that you might be interested in, and they'll find titles to send that you will enjoy. For example, a representative can recommend authors who write in a style or genre similar to ones you already like. They can increase or decrease the number of books being circulated to you. The representatives can also update your mailing address, telephone number, and they can transfer your service to another state if you move, or establish a temporary address if you are just escaping the Idaho winter for a few months. A representative can also help you learn to use the online catalog or download books from the Braille and Audio Reading Download, affectionately known as BARD. Titles may be selected by a customer service representative, and/or you may select titles from the online catalog or the Talking Book Topics catalog, which is available in Braille, large print, and audio formats. And regardless of how your service is set up, you may always add a specific title to your request list. Everyone at the Idaho Talking Book Service works hard to ensure that you have the type and quantity of books that you want. So always reach out to the TBS if there is any way we can make the service better for you. Call us at 800-458-3271 or 208-334-2150. New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. New, locally recorded books are available on digital cartridge. To order, write your name on the enclosed, pre-addressed new books order form, select the numbers of the titles that you want, and mail the form. These titles are also available for download from BARD. Call the Talking Book Service at 800-458-3271 to register for BARD. DBC 00793. Hauntings from the Snake River Plain. Author: Various Idaho Authors. Adult Fiction. Read by Chris Query. A lost cave, a possessed canyon, and a visit from mysterious strangers are only some of the stories you will find in this anthology of ghost stories by Idaho writers. Lock the door. Turn on the lights and enjoy these haunted tales. Published in 2012. 7 hours, 4 minutes. DBC 00839. This little piggy went to the liquor store. Unapologetic admissions from a non-contender for Mother of the Year. Author: Amanda K. Turner, A.K. Turner. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Margot Vaughn Nelson. This Little Piggy Went to the Liquor Store chronicles what happens when a little girl who scorns the idea of marriage and children in favor of becoming a stiletto-wearing, attaché-carrying secret agent majors in Russian, minors in vodka, and then one day finds herself with child and in-laws. Strong language and some descriptions of sex. Published in 2012. 5 hours, 31 minutes. DBC 00818. The Last Indian War, the Nez Perce Story. Author: Elliot West. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Don Evans. This volume in Oxford's acclaimed Pivotal Moments series offers an unforgettable portrait of the Nez Perce War of 1877, which was the last great Indian conflict in American history. In an initial treaty, the Nez Perce were promised a large part of their ancestral homeland, which included large areas in what would become Oregon and Idaho, but the discovery of gold led to a stampede of settlers to the Nez Perce land. West offers a riveting account of what came next. The harrowing flight of 800 Nez Perce, including many women, children, and elderly, across 1,500 miles of difficult and mountainous terrain. The last Indian war brings to life the complex characters from both sides of the conflict, including cavalrymen, officers, politicians, and the Nez Perce themselves, the Nimiipuu, true people. Published in 2009, 16 hours and 44 minutes. DBC 00900, The Dirty Life, a memoir of farming, food, and love. Author Kristen Kimball. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Sue Vapp. When Kristen Kimball left New York City to interview a dynamic young farmer named Mark, her world changed. On an impulse, Kimball shed her city self and started a new farm with Mark on 500 acres near Lake Champlain. The Dirty Life is the captivating chronicle of the couple's first year on Essex Farm, from the cold North Country winter through their harvest season wedding in the loft of the barn. Kristen and Mark's plan to grow everything needed to feed a community was an ambitious, romantic idea, and it worked. In The Dirty Life, Kristen discovers the wrenching pleasures of physical work, learns that good food is at the center of a good life, falls deeply in love, and finally lands the commitment she craved in the form of a man, a small town, and a beautiful piece of land. Published in 2010, 11 hours, 4 minutes. DBC 00867, The Backside of God and Other Sermons. Author John S. Thornton. Religion. Read by Becky Blake. This is a collection of 11 sermons by Right Reverend John S. Thornton. One was preached at St. Mary's, Eugene, Oregon, one at St. Thomas, Ketchum, Idaho, and one at St. Barnabas on the Desert, Scottsdale, Arizona. All the rest were preached at St. Michael's Cathedral, Boise, Idaho. Published in 2014, 2 hours, 28 minutes. DBC 00785, A Cold Wind from Idaho, Poems. Author Lawrence Y. Matsuda. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Carla Stern. President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed Executive Order 9066 on February 19, 1942, resulting in a cataclysmic series of events affecting all persons of Japanese ancestry who then resided on the west coast of the United States. So calamitous were these actions that a noted scholar asserted that they constituted the defining event in the history of Japanese Americans. What does this have to do with a book of poetry titled A Cold Wind from Idaho? Those Americans familiar with the experience of the Pacific Northwest Japanese Americans during World War II will understand the imagery wrought by the title as being both evocative and apt. The metaphor of freezing winter winds chilling the body and then entering the soul of those affected fittingly conveys how the Japanese Issei and Japanese American Nisei encountered, braved, and then survived the cold iciness of Idaho's winters while they were huddled in a primitive American barbed wire concentration camp. Published in 2010, 2 hours, 12 minutes. DBC 00842, Finding Kate, a novel. Author Kathy Chandler. Adult Fiction. Read by Lois Maple. Kate Stewart finds herself leaving another abusive relationship. She has taken an exciting new job in San Francisco, where she hopes to get a fresh start, and where she hopes Russell won't find her. A charming stranger enters Kate's life, and happiness seems possible, until an event shakes the very foundation of her new relationship. But things aren't always what they seem, and hope is reignited with an incomprehensible twist of fate. published in 2011, 11 hours, 38 minutes. You may also order this newsletter in Braille. Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News in Braille. Magazines. In addition to books, we also have magazines available. Some of the most popular are AARP, the magazine. Country. Guideposts. Idaho Falls Magazine. Idaho Magazine features articles written by Idahoans. It spotlights a different community each month. Overland Journal. Published quarterly, it contains well-researched accounts of the overland migration along the Oregon, California, and Santa Fe trails from 1840 to 1880. Owyhee Outpost. Published annually, it contains personal stories and accounts written by residents and historians of Owyhee County, Idaho. Even more titles are available. If you would like a complete magazine list to be sent to you, please call the TBS at 800-458-3271 or order online under Magazines at https://libraries.idaho.gov/page/collections. Satisfaction Survey. A satisfaction survey is coming your way soon. The Talking Book Service, TBS, has contracted with the University of Idaho Social Science Research Center to conduct a survey of our TBS patrons. We want to find out what you like, and maybe what you don't, about the TBS. This telephone survey will be conducted in February and March of 2017. You will also receive a letter in the mail with more information. We hope you will take a few minutes to share your honest feedback regarding TBS. There is no fee for taking the survey, and you will remain anonymous unless you want TBS staff to contact you about your service. Thanks for helping us to better serve you. Recent donations to the Idaho Talking Book Service. Memorial donations. Kenneth Fallon Jr. for Kenneth Fallon Sr. Roberta and Carol Lentz for Dottie Bergman. Terry Simmons for Anna Laura Forbes. General donations. Ralph Alexander. Nathan and Doris Blank. Donald Brown. Mrs. Merle Brown. Sophia Conway Togoris. Patricia Curtis. Trudy DeRosa. Michael and Terry Dexter. Paul Vernon Eastman. Dorothea Giannini. Donald, Roberta, and Colleen Grimes. Darlo and Betty Jean Hansen. Tom and Faye Kerr. Rosemary Kunkel. Helen Eileen Labram. R.G. and Dion Messersmith. Kaylin and Sally Ray Miley. Robert Morris. F.B. Peter. Tom and Marjorie Reinecker. Margaret Simons. Susanna Sokol. James Sutterfield. Joan Wyant. Donations are used to enhance the Idaho Talking Book Service and are fully tax-deductible as allowed by law. Acknowledgements are sent to donors and honorees, so please include the name and address of all those to be notified. Make checks payable to Idaho Commission for Libraries and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Credit card donations may be made online from the Idaho Commission for Libraries website, http://libraries.idaho.gov, and click on the Donate Here button in the lower left corner of the page. Our sincere thanks to all who give so generously. Calling all Braille readers. This year's Braille-a-thon has begun. It runs January 4th through March 4th, 2017. This is an event by the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, and its Idaho chapter to encourage Braille reading and reading fluency. To participate, keep a record of the number of pages you read during the two-month period, as well as the books you read those pages from, and then submit your reading results at the end of the activity. In addition to the joy of reading and the satisfaction you will get from improving your skills, each participant will also receive an award. If you want to get started in the Braille-a-thon, just send an email to johnsusanford@earthlink.net or call Susan at 208-376-1727. We are all excited to be part of your reading journey. In your email message, please include 1. Your name, 2. Your address, 3. Your telephone number, 4. Your email address, 5. Your reading level. Choose 1. Student, adult, beginner, reading Braille less than a year, adult, intermediate, reading fewer than 150 words a minute, adult, advanced, reading more than 150 words a minute. 6. Name of certifying authority, someone who will keep in touch with you as you read and encourage the prompt return of your reading log. 7. Timeline. Begin reading January 4th, 2017. Stop reading March 4th, 2017 by midnight. Submit your completed reading log by March 15, 2017 by midnight. You may submit the log via the email listed above or mail it to Susan at 962 North Alambaugh Street, number 102, Boise, Idaho, 83704, with a postmark by midnight on March 15, 2017. Your reading log should include the name of the documents read and how many total pages you read in it. Include the name of each document just once, and the total number of pages read. Volunteer Highlight, Wendy Sevig. One of the hardworking volunteers who help keep the Talking Book Service, TBS, running smoothly is Wendy Sevig. For nearly 5 years, Wendy has volunteered at the Idaho Commission for Libraries, ICFL. She performs a variety of duties for the TBS and other ICFL programs, such as removing labels, filling folders with the right materials, counting out pencils, and erasing marks from used books so they are ready to go out again to eager readers. Wendy enjoys coming to the ICFL and can be counted on to complete her tasks quickly. ICFL's Volunteer Services Coordinator and Recording Studio Manager, Sheila Winther, said, "Wendy is a very helpful volunteer. She is always ready to do whatever is asked of her, and she does it with a smile." Wendy also volunteers at other Boise area organizations, such as the Idaho Food Bank. And when she's not helping others, Wendy likes arcades, completing puzzles, and exploring thrift stores. Wendy is also looking forward to April, when she reaches her 5-year milestone with the Idaho Commission for Libraries. Each spring, the ICFL honors all of its wonderful volunteers during Volunteer Week, and Wendy, no doubt, will wear something for the occasion in her favorite color, purple. Talking Book Service 10 Squared Club. Our centenarians joining the 10 Squared Club are Merrill W. Hulse of Grace, Idaho, who was born December 13, 1916. Walter A. Mallory of Lewiston, Idaho, who was born January 1, 1917. Andrew J. Reiner of Grangeville, Idaho, who was born February 9, 1917. Bard Express is here. Begin 2017 with improved access to the Braille and audio reading download known as Bard with the new Bard Express app. It makes downloading titles easier and streamlines the process for searching Bard, downloading audio titles, and adding them to a cartridge. The advantages of the Bard Express app include logging in only once. It remembers your login and password after that. No more unzipping files, locating the files on your computer, or copying files onto a cartridge. The app does this automatically. The app can access any titles currently on your wish list and offers additional ways to efficiently search Bard. Downloaded titles can be played on third-party players, as well as NLS players. The Bard Express app works with several screen readers, JAWS, Window Eyes, and NVDA. You may download the app onto any Windows-compliant device. Visit the Additional Links section on the Bard main page. To register to use Bard, please contact the Talking Book Service at 800-458-3271. End of Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service News, Winter 2017, Volume 8, Number 1. Recorded in the studios of the Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service, January 2017. Read by Margaret Dimmick, monitored by Sheila Winther. This project is made possible in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Please return this newsletter cartridge to the library so the next person may receive it. Thank you.